Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, looky here, boys. There's a new tin horn in town. And who might you be, stranger?
The name's Whitex, and I'm the new sheriff in town.
And what makes you so all-fired special, Mr. Whitex?
Well, a lot of things, son.
Like what?
Well, like the fact I'm made from advanced thermal polyurethane and acetyl nylon to withstand extremes in heat and cold, as well as ultraviolet light, moisture, and mold.
Ooh, you don't say.
Yes, sir, I do say. Plus, I'm the only one-piece tag with the Sergi-Tip tag tip for a cleaner incision, faster healing, and better tag retention.
Go on.
And if that isn't good enough for you, I come with the deepest, darkest, 100% pure laser imprinting on the market. It's guaranteed for the life of the animal.
Well, barkeep, how about a drink from my new friend, Mr. Whitex here?
This year, ask your livestock products dealer for the new Whitex one-piece tagging system from Whitex.
China's new tariffs against U.S. agriculture and other products announced this week may be just the opening salvo in what could be an all-out trade war between the two countries. China's just announced 25% tariff on U.S. pork and an extra 15% on U.S. fruit and ethanol were likely just a shot across the bow as the U.S. prepares a new list of Chinese products to target in a spat over PRC technology theft. The U.S. list will cover up to $60 billion in Chinese high-tech goods versus China's $3 billion list of U.S. products, which could yet be expanded to include already threatened U.S. soybeans worth $14 billion in sales to China. U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer on his preferred list before the Senate Finance Committee last month. Listen.
Aerospace and aeronautics equipment, maritime equipment and high-tech shipping, modern rail transport equipment, new energy vehicles and equipment, power equipment, agriculture equipment, new materials, and biopharma and advanced medical products.
Lighthizer says the Chinese want to be world dominant in most of these products by 2025, and that would be bad for the U.S. economy.
There are some areas that you just have to protect yourself from them. So you can't be in a position. They're not going to change their attitude on these things, but we can at least be in a position where U.S. industry isn't wiped out because of it. And if we don't do that, then shame on us.
Lighthizer's final list, expected soon, will trigger a 30-day comment period before the tariffs take effect. The next move will then be up to China. Former U.S. trade negotiator Darcy Vedder tells the Washington Post American farmers will probably bear the brunt of any new rounds of Chinese tariff increases. The number two overseas market for U.S. farm goods bought almost $20 billion in U.S. agricultural products just last year. In other news, farmers are expressing concerns regarding agricultural trade, according to the latest Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The barometer slipped to 135 in March, down 5 points compared to February, but unchanged from January's results. The decline was attributed to farmers' weakening perceptions of current conditions and a decline in their expectations for the future. The index surveys 400 producers each month, and a figure above 100 is positive, while a figure below 100 is considered negative. Focusing on trade in March, the survey found nearly 50% of farmers included in the survey were concerned a trade war would negatively impact agricultural exports, as seen with the recent China tariffs. Regarding the North American Free Trade Agreement, one-third of farmers surveyed expect the U.S. to exit the agreement, while another one-third of farmers expect the U.S. to remain in NAFTA. You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 5th, live on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV's Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start 8 a.m. Central Time, 27,800 head to be offered, 5,000 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, and 9,850 calves on cows. If you'd like details on when an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.